Hey guys, this is Dr. Sarah here. Some of you may know me from Geek Parenting Podcast with James, aka Nerdy at Home Dad, Tui from Watchtower Cafe, and Slappy or Johnny McNuts. I'm here today to introduce you to a new podcast that I'm putting together that goes along with the blog Geeks for Justice, as well as the Facebook group Geeks for Justice. This podcast will most likely be scripted most of the time. I may have some interviews or some guests from time to time, but for the most part, it's going to be probably a bi-monthly podcast, just bringing you some news and some activities that you can do in order to make sure that your community is just. So for background for me, just as an introduction, I am a Utah native, born and raised here, have spent most of my life here. I earned my Bachelor's of Science in History and Anthropology from Weber State University in 2003. That summer, I interned at the Middle East Policy Council in Washington, D.C. for 3 months. I returned and assisted my mom in starting up her business, a hospice, and I worked as a volunteer coordinator slash office assistant for a year until I had to find another job closer to home to help take care of my grandfather who had Parkinson's. I returned to Weber State and worked there for a long time, also working on my master's at the same time, a master's in social science, and that included courses in anthropology, history, political science, and economics. When I finished that, let me talk about that program a little bit. For my master's thesis, or the capstone project, I actually did research on Jane Addams, who is considered the mother of social work in this country, and how the emotions she felt and the emotions she was seeing in the people helped her lead to create social change in Chicago and really across the country. So I finished that degree in 2010 and pretty much went immediately into my PhD program, which was in conflict analysis and resolution. I focused a lot in that program on Islam and the Middle East, as well as some topical issues like conflict and memory, trauma and violence, and the impact that that has on people, not only the people who are victims of that trauma and violence, but the people who are perpetrators of that violence as well. So I conducted my research for my PhD in Ireland. I spent a month in Tipperary County interviewing people and talking to them about their memories of conflict and the stories that their families told them and passed down from generation to generation. I returned, I graduated, and I taught as an adjunct professor at Weber State in gender studies for a while until I had to find full-time work because being an adjunct does not pay a great deal. But I do have those courses available on Prezi if anybody ever wants to see the lectures that I put together because they're pretty fun. They're very interactive, lots of videos and lots of pictures. So those will be available as well to anybody who follows Geeks for Justice. I'm going to work on getting those up as lessons, free lessons, for anybody who would like to look at them. But let's talk about Geeks for Justice for a second. So those of you who listen to Geek Parenting Podcast know that the day after the election, I was very, very angry. And I was driving to Watchtower Cafe because I needed to be around people who I knew were safe and who I knew shared the same values as I did. So I was listening to Rage Against the Machine, and I thought, you know what, my geek friends, we're all pretty much on the same page, and I think we're all angry, and I think we all need some kind of group or some kind of activity for us to get together and be active in our community, not only speaking out against injustices, but making sure that people who need help get the help they need, whether it's people who are homeless, or whether it's veterans, or whether it's people who are disabled, who have mental illnesses. Justice encompasses a great deal of many things. So I put together Geeks for Justice the same day. As I was sitting at Watchtower Cafe on my phone, I was putting it together. So the blog is up now. It's geeks4justice.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, where I actually post most of the activities and things going on. So it's just facebook.com/geeksforjustice. As well as Twitter, Geeks for Justice, Instagram, Geeks for Justice. It's all pretty much the same across all of the social media platforms. You can also email geeksforjustice@gmail.com at any time with topics or ideas or anything you want to learn about or hear about. If I don't have the knowledge, I will learn it. and I will pass it along to you. And if you would like to be a guest, if you have some knowledge on some justice-related issues, I would love to have you come on and just speak to the audience and talk about your experiences, whether it's as someone who is a person of color, someone who is in the LGBT community, a refugee, anything related to justice, I'd love to have you on. So that's it for now. This is really just episode zero, trying to get you introduced to the Geeks for Justice podcast. Again, if you have any questions at any time, you can email geeksforjustice@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can read along on the blog. I've got quite a few articles up on the blog right now. Many of them are related to coursework I completed for my PhD. So this is Dr. Sarah signing off. I hope you listen. I hope you share this with friends. And come and join me as we talk about justice and making our community a better place. Bye.